On this morning, the kids are busily manipulating a clay-like substance known as model magic, from which they're fashioning a likeness of their pet crayfish.
I want to see a good flipper. This is one of my claws.
Well, I'm going to do the tail.
The classroom is lined with many of the artifacts of elementary education: posters of shapes and angles, images of a unit they've done on Greek mythology, drawings by the kids, but also something special. The window shades display words of wisdom, like a good name is better than riches, two wrongs don't make a right, and home is where the heart is. During the school year, these and other maxims are discussed and analyzed. The kids from the first class to study wise sayings at Milton Elementary are now in sixth grade, and several we spoke with said they really enjoyed learning about Proverbs.
I'm Heather, and I like Do Unto Others as You Would Have Them Do Unto You, because you can really relate to it, because people act differently, and you should be nice to people, and I think if you're nice to them, they'll probably be nice to you back.
My name is Audrey, and I've, like, always known that proverb. It's, like, my favorite because my mom would always say it when I was, like really little and stuff, because I would always fight with my sister. And she'd always say, do unto others as you would have them do unto you. And it's just stuck in my mind for, like, a long time.
And what meaning does it have for you?
Like, when my sister, she, like slaps me for no reason, I'll just, like, leave her alone. And my mom will, like be glad, because my sister, like, she'll just hit you for no reason. And I have a younger sister, and I want to, like, show her, like, how it's, like, wrong to, like get back to someone. So I'm trying the best as I can to, like, not do anything to my sister.
I'm Brian, and my favorite proverb is look before you leap, because you always need to look before you get into something big, before you take on a big responsibility.
Have you ever had a specific situation in your life?
Probably when I signed up for three sports in one season, and my homework kind of got out of hand, and I really thought I should have looked before I leaped.
An adult often takes for granted many wise proverbs, but for children, these deceptively simple sayings can seem like a riddle, which they must penetrate and gradually understand. At first, Mrs. Holmes' students didn't know what the term proverb actually meant.
I wasn't even close.
go ahead, let's hear it.
I thought it was some kind of, like, life, like, plant or something.
You thought it was a plant?
I thought it was something. I wasn't close. What? Yeah, you were close.
Your second guess was, Brian.
Like the honesty and the truth.
You don't want to know my first guess.
Let's hear it.
Okay, my first guess. I thought it was a combination. You know how verbs are like an action word? I thought it was a combination of a verb and whatever pro meant.
Pronoun?
Yeah, pronoun or something.
They didn't know what a proverb was, but once they knew, it flowed. It became part of our classroom. Our daily life was full of proverbs.
Really?
Every day. It was unbelievable. By the end of the year, we were incredibly impressed with what they had gained from that. And it was obvious in the post-test assessments that we gave them. It was obvious in their speech. It was obvious in the way they related to one another. Parent input telling us how proverbs were coming up at home in discussions, in their artwork, in the puppet plays they wrote. Proverbs were there. A huge success.